Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, and I want to thank everyone for listening in. I'd like to start out by thanking everyone for taking the time to listen in. All right. My name is Gary, and I'm your host. And tonight's show is in response to a question that was asked in regards to the Congo and Patrice Lumumba of the Congo. And so I decided to do a little piece on that, on the Congo, but also on colonization in general. The Congo was the victim of something that was going on all over the world. Colonization. And so tonight, we're not only going to deal with colonization in the Congo, we'll use the Congo as an example, but we'll also speak to colonization in general, just so you know. You know what I mean? The last time I did a presentation on slavery, I found that some people thought of slavery as chattel slavery. That's just a form of slavery. And so I got a chance to talk about the many forms of slavery, because at its core, the thing that makes slavery pays, the reason anybody would bother enslaving other people, was profit, value, wealth, the building of profit, value, and wealth. By not sharing the wealth created with those who helped you create it. That's slavery. And we're talking about colonization. Tonight we're talking about colonies. Colonies. Like the 13 colonies of this country. This country were a colony of the Great Britain. Of the British Empire. Remember, they once said that the sun never sets on the British Empire. The sun never set on the British Empire. They meant to imply that wherever the sun was shining, it was shining on a land that Great Britain owned. You call it colonies. They called it their property. But they did colonize the lands. And we'll talk about the nature of colonization. But you have to understand that this nation began as one of Great Britain's colonies. Right? And it fought for independence. 1776 was the War of Independence. The Declaration of Independence results from this War of Independence, a revolutionary war, the American Revolutionary War, was said to be a war for independence from being a colony, for being a piece of property owned by a foreign government. Far from being colonies, the early the later colonizers of the United States decided that they wanted to break and find their own independence from England on Great Britain. And so we had to end up fighting. How about that? To get the independence in this country, a war, a battle, had to be fought. Violence had to be wrought and brought to win the independence of this country. War and suffering occurred in the process. About that. And we're back. Well, guys, obviously I've been having some problems with my radio, so excuse me. Show tonight, technically. And it looks like we're back on the air and everything, but we'll see. All right. And so tonight on Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to take a revolutionary look at colonization, colonies, and colonialism tonight. So sit back, relax. It's a good way to end your night. Very informative, I hope. And I'll be right back. And we're going to talk colonizing. Thank you. And we're back. You listen to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, we're talking about colonization, and we wanted to start with the Congo. So I had a question about the Congo earlier this week. I wanted to bring that up tonight. I wanted to point out, and the person who brought that to my attention, I mentioned to them that, you know, there's two Congos. But I wanted to point out that the Congo in the 1960s, when it fought for its independence, had been a colony, had been colonized since the 18th century. Since the early 19th century, it just got worse. You see, that's what Patrice Lumumba, the first prime minister of the Congo, of an independent Congo, who was assassinated, by the way, and replaced by a military general who sided with the colonizers against the independence movement, and particularly against Patrice Lumumba. And Lumumba was assassinated, and that same military, under that same military general who had sold in, who had sold out, bought in to the colonizers' wishes, along with the international community, CIA and other intelligence agencies, Lumumba was captured and killed. And that military officer, that turncoat military officer, became the head of the Congo. He renamed the place Zaire. Zaire. That military general the one who sided with the colonizers versus the independent movement was a man by the name of Mobutu Sese Seko. Him and his family enriched themselves as they pleased the colonizers under a quote-unquote independent Congo. Now, when I told the gentleman that long before Patrice came along, the Congo had been colonized, that independence movement was in the 1960s. In the 1800s, the Belgians, under King Leopold, was exploiting and exporting the lands of the Congo, enslaving its people, cutting off hands if they don't work hard enough. The Belgians, the one who organized the Hutu against the Tutsi in Rwanda, the Belgians. That's why there's a capital of the Congo called Leopoldville, after King Leopold of Belgium. France raped the Congo and enslaved its people for profit, for fun and profit. And that's why there was a capital on the east side of the Congo's lease in the Congo River called Brazzaville. Brazzaville, named after the explorer the French sent into Africa. You see, around the early in the 1800s, almost every European nation had a National Geographic Society. A National Geographic Society. You remember the magazine National Geographic in the United States? Almost every European nation had their own version of a National Geographic Society. And these were wealthy people who joined these societies and often funded expeditions and explorations into foreign lands. It was these National Geographic societies that sent Lewis and Clark into the Northwest, into the United States Northwest. It was the National Geographic societies that sent Stanley and Livingston into Africa from England. All of these countries had National Geographic societies, and they funded these expeditions into Africa and other foreign countries. The interesting thing about history shows that after these expeditions often followed commercial interest. So obviously these expeditions returned information about these foreign lands in which it explored that was valuable to commercial industries. You see, that's how we got Royal Dutch Shell. What you call shale oil is rightly named Royal Dutch Shell. The Royal Dutch Shell Company was operating in Africa, North Africa, in the 1800s. Some of you remember A&P grocery stores. A&P goes back to the Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, a commercial interest that set up concessions in foreign lands. Many of these commercial interests followed explorers, interesting enough. I mean, in school we learned about the explorers, but we didn't know that immediately following them came commercial interests. And if those commercial interests ran into any problem from the local people, following the commercial interests was often the military. The result, colonization, oppression of the local people, and exploitation of their resources. Colonizing was what Great Britain planned to do with the United States, what is now the U.S. It started out with 13 colonies, but they were all colonies of Britain, of England. And their faith was the faith of all colonies, to be exploited, no more, no less. So, the Congo, likewise, was exploited by both the French and the Belgians. Palm oil. All the riches that they could find in the Congo, they exploited back to their countries. France, Belgium, England, America. They are all advanced industrialized countries because they built themselves off of what they raped and stole and took, strong-arm robbed from people in Asia, Africa, in Latin America. Those countries are poor, many of them today, specifically because they contributed so heavily to the wealth and the growth of European nations that they have not recovered from the pillaging of colonialization. In South Africa, man, a guy named Cecil Rhodes, who went down there to get healed, he was dying from tuberculosis, or what they call consumption up in England. When Cecil Rhodes went to the South Sanitarium in South Africa, he learned of the tiny gold and diamond mines all over the place. Some of these farmers actually had small mines. They had found diamonds in South Africa. The farmers I refer to are the Boer tracker, the Dutch, the Deutsch, the orange people. The Boer trackers were the first of invaders into South Africa. Settlers, they're called. They were farmers. They didn't come down there to build factories. They came down there to build farms. And as long as they did so, they got along with the native population. But of course, while you're digging up the ground for plants to plant your crop, you may also find that under that earth are gold or diamonds. And so there were small diamond mines all over the place that had been discovered, and some, they say, had been around for centuries. Gold mines. Prehistoric, ancient gold mines in South Africa. Cecil Rhodes got healthy down there. He lost his consumption, his TB, his debilitating effects of it. And he went around and surveyed all of this information about these diamonds and gold mines. And it wasn't long, without going into the entire history, guys, it was not long before he owned all the diamond mines of South Africa and built the company of De Beers. Monopoly of De Beers diamonds. Him and a Jewish guy named Oppenheimer sought to buy up, collect up by any means necessary all those tiny mines that these Boer trekkers, these Dutchmen, had found while they were farming. And they found all this gold, these ancient gold mines, and established the Anglo-American Gold Company that exists to this day. De Beers diamonds exist to this day. Anybody who got wealthy, anybody who get wealthy, any country that has benefited greatly from diamonds, that include Belgium, Antwerp, has South Africa to thank, primarily, and the labor of the South African people. Every European country that grew to greatness on this earth, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, did so by sucking Latin American, African, and Asian countries dry through colonization and what they call neo-colonization. But the nature of the beast is still colonizing. It's still taking the resources out so that they can go to the colonizer's country versus the country from which they were taken, while the people in those countries go homeless and hungry. In the Congo, Patrice Lumumba helped to join the fight for independence, which came in the 1960s. Soon after that, he was assassinated. And the general of the army of the Congo was complicit in his assassination. That general later became the president of the Congo, Mobutu Sese Seko. And he changed the name from the Congo to Zaire. It's been changed back. And Mobutu's gone. Thank goodness. But the debt that is owed to these countries that have been raped and colonized for centuries haven't been paid. There's even complaints of immigrants coming from the very countries you colonized, and you complaining that they're coming. In other words, you're saying, no. We came to your country to take your resources. We don't want you. Puerto Rico is learning that lesson. It ain't your people we're here to save. It's your property and your resources. The Congo got its independence under the general Mobutu Sese Seko. The Congo was an independent country then, still is. So they killed Patrice not because he wanted independence, guys. No. He offended his colonizers because he told the truth about the rape of his country, and he proposed to take the resources of his nation and ensure that they go to first feed the nation before they go outside the nation to some other country. And for a colonizer to hear that, that was untenable. For the commercial interests that have anchored itself in the Congo since the 1800s. They weren't going anywhere. They weren't giving up anything. So tonight, I just didn't want to do a thing just on the Congo, because I want to tell you that the Congo was a victim of what was going on all over the world. The taking of colonies. All right? And they all had these civilized reasons, of course. The British funded their expeditions into Africa by explaining to the British people that their sole goal for going down here is to spread the three C's. Livingston, Dr. Livingston, the explorer, was being funded to go into Africa. And of course, he was going to spread the three C's: Christianity, commerce, and civilization. So the English people say, well, what could be wrong with that? And they supported and funded that journey into Africa. And England raped Africa. And France raped Africa. And Belgium, Africa. And Germany raped Africa. And Italy raped Africa. And Spain raped Latin America and the Caribbean, wiping out whole populations of people in their conquests. And the United States colonizers wiped out generations of native people of this nation and enslaved thousands and thousands, millions more for centuries in enslavement. This is how advanced industrialized nations are built. Colonization ain't nothing less than what the Romans did under Caesar. You see, all of these countries consider themselves descendants of Rome. In Russian, Tsar, the Russian Tsar, Tsar is just Caesar in Russian. In Germany, a Kaiser, the Kaiser of Germany, Kaiser is just Caesar in German. You see, they all do it Roman style. That's the thin red line they talk about from the British Empire, as they slaughtered their way around the world, taking colonies. So the Congo was no different. And it came up in the midst of having been colonized and beaten down and raped. And its dignity so stripped from it that the head of its own military, a Congolese, turned its back on the nation, joined the colonizers and assassinated the independence movement, the true independence movement. The movement that would have captured the resources of the Congo for the people of the Congo, as opposed to resources going to its colonizer. The Irish fought for their independence from England, another colonizer. India fought for its independence from England. England had raped India so that India never even had a middle class. I'm just saying, all Western European industrialized nations, advanced industrialized nations today, owe their progress, or their strengths, or their abilities, the shape they're in today, as world powers, to the people they colonized and enslaved. In Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, in the Caribbean, in America, in the United States of America. And God, they say the same, when you get something, is the same thing you have to do to keep it. War, conquest, and enslavement is the method Western Europeans used to build every quote-unquote great civilization that it records in its history. Greece was a slave society. Rome was a slave society. The kings and queens of England and France and Germany maintained slaves. They called them serfs, but they owed their allegiance to the king. They owed their daily bread to the king. To this country, built on the backs of war, conquest of the native population, and enslavement. That seems the only way they know how to do it. Build great civilizations, that is. And so Lumumba stepped into that fray. Started 100 years before him. So I thought I'd do colonization tonight. Not just of the Congo, but of the concept. If you are aware of what colonization looks like and what it means to be colonized, then you won't let that happen to you a second time. On the other hand, if you think you're free, and if you've never studied colonialism, if you never tried to understand slavery, its mechanism, how it works, what makes it worthwhile doing, enslaving people, unless you understand its economics and its mechanics, then the next time it comes in different clothing, you might not even notice it. But those who understand how it works will notice it by its behavior, by the trail it leaves behind it. By its actions. Walk like a duck. Quacks like a duck. Just might be a duck. So we do need to understand the underlying fundamental nature of colonization and of slavery, because they can change their outward appearance. They can change their characteristics. That's normal. As the environment changes, you change. Their characteristics could easily morph. But they can't change their nature. They can't change their nature. They can only change their character. And their nature will always force them to reveal who they are. Like colonization, like slavery. If you don't know that slavery is when you work to create value with someone, for someone, and when they cash in on that value, they share none of that with you. Save for enough to get you back to work the next day. Even a slave had slave quarters, slave housing. Even a slave had chicken feed, black-eyed peas, and the like, to get them back to work, something inexpensive to feed them. Like GMOs and fast foods are preparing for you slaves today. $5 meals. Cheap, made cheaply and quickly. So you don't cut into profits while you eat and get back to work. You remember I told you the Russians figured out how to use potatoes to feed their slaves so they didn't have to eat all the other, the bread or the grain or the cattle that they tended. They exported that idea to Ireland, to England, who colonized Ireland and made the Irish eat the potato instead of the luscious fields of grain and cattle and sheep that they were farming on behalf of the British, because the British owned them in their land. You've heard of the Irish Republican Army? They fought for their independence from England, the way you did, the way America is supposed to have fought for its independence as well. It's hard to believe that we have a history of fighting a revolution to be independent. But when we see Patrice Lumumba and we see others around the world in oppressed countries and colonized nations fighting for their independence, we don't come to their aid. I told you the story of the wars we've been in since I can remember. I told you about America going down for Spanish independence in Cuba. I heard for the independent movement in Cuba, joining that movement, and then being kicked out. Because they were just trying to replace the Spanish as the new colonizer. I told you about the United States going down in the Philippines to help it fight its independence movement from Spain, only to be kicked out because the Filipinos saw them doing the same thing that the Spanish had done, exploiting them. They just had new masters. Excuse me. When France could no longer hold on to French Indochina. If you never heard it, look it up. It was owned. It was a world that was a piece of this world owned by the French. French Indochina, it was called. And it included Kampuchea, what you call Cambodia. It included Laos. It included Vietnam. All of this was part of French Indochina. In other words, the France had robbed and raped this land for a century, oppressed its people, and stole its resources. And when it asked for independence from France, they had to fight a war to get it, just like we did here. But did we support them in their independence struggle? No. We supported the colonizers. Even though we went through the same independence struggle from a colonizer. That sounds strange that we go over there and support the colonizer versus the independence movement. We did the same thing in the Congo as a country. We did the same thing. This country did the same thing in the Congo. We support, our CIA helped to locate Lumumba and facilitate his arrest by mercenaries and the turncoat general, Mobutu Seki Seko. Interesting. We fought our independence. What do we have against these other people? Perhaps it's nothing more than their politics. Perhaps they had the nerve to ask that the resources of their nation remain in their nation. The gold and the diamond mines of South Africa should have made South Africans wealthy. Can you imagine the amount of gold and diamonds that have been extracted from South Africa? Can you imagine that that money and gold and diamonds was lavished on the people of South Africa? That they would be the richest nation on earth, probably? The way Arab nations did with their oil, their own oil, they sold it to you. They didn't give it to you, and you didn't take it. After independence, they sold it to you. And their countries got rich. Africa, you took it. And you continue to take it. And the people remain poor. That's colonization. That's colonizing. That's how Western European countries have done it. That's how they got to be the powers that they are. They can thank the bodies of the men, women, and children they walked on, stepped on, cut the hands off of. The Belgians say, well, they say the Belgians cut the hands off you if you didn't work fast enough when they colonized the Congo. So tonight, I wanted to stop and do a little thing on colonization in general, because someone asked me about the Congo. But hey, the Congo is just the beginning. It wasn't even the beginning. Long before Patrice Lumumba came along. You know, Patrice had been educated. He went to university. A lot of the independence movement people went to university. Gandhi was a lawyer, trained to practice at the bar in England. And he led the independence movement when he got back to India. Right? Ho Chi Minh led the independence movement in Vietnam. But did you know that Ho Chi Minh attended the Sorbonne in France? So he attended university in France. So a lot of these independent movement people went to school in their, oftentimes in their oppressors' countries. And once they learned what the oppressor was doing, they asked for their country's independence. Patrice Lumumba was assassinated. Ho Chi Minh asked for his independence, and he got his country split half in two, and a Vietnam War resulted. After the French were deposed, he deposed the French, kicked them out, and the Americans took their place. The place of the colonizer, not of the independence movement. See, they'll tell you they were stopping communism or some other political reason. But you know the history now. It was all about colonizing. There's never been anything more than war, conquest, and enslavement that builds these civilizations. And what did I tell you? Whatever it takes to get it, they say that's what it takes to keep it. So that's the future. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. Tonight we decided to do a little bit on colonizing, colonies and colonizing and colonization, period. If you get a chance to read the book by Frantz Fanon, and the book is called Wretched of the Earth, Wretched of the Earth. He's a psychologist and he explains. An African, and he explains the psychology left by colonialism. You know, colonialism went for the mind, not just the body. The psychosis, the psychological whipping that these colonies took, beating, transformation. Mentally. Changed everyone in those colonies. Had one brother fighting against another. Wretched of the Earth, France Fanon. We'll talk about what psych, how it messes with your mind when you're colonized. When your language is forbidden and you're giving a new one by your colonizer. When your religion is forbidden and you're giving a new one by your colonizer. Your whole world changes. Your whole view of the world begins to change. And if you're desperate, you realize that to move up in a colonized world, you must look, act, walk, and talk, and worship like the colonizer to be accepted, to get that job, feed your family. And the better you speak like the colonizer's language, the more likely the doors are open for you. You learn those lessons under oppressed, under oppressors, colonizers, and dictators. That's how it always worked. That's how it always has worked. And will, as Western Europeans decide, until Western Europeans decide building great civilizations through war, conquest, and enslavement is not the way to go. And look like they're going to learn that the hard way. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, who's listening in tonight. I hope we picked up a little bit about colonization and colonialization and colonizing and explorations and National Geographic societies. And how it goes on all around the world. And stay tuned tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here every weekday night. And if you see a little follow button up there on your site, you can hit that follow button and make sure that you get a heads up about the next show, what the subject might be. Tonight I was asked about the Congo and Patrice Lumumba, and I really wanted to do a whole thing on colonization and how it works, because that's what Patrice stepped into. That's what Ho Chi Minh stepped into. That's what Gandhi stepped into. 100 years of physical and mental enslavement and manipulation. They stepped into. Thank you again for listening in. This is Gary, your host. You've been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back here tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's a good way to end your night. Everyone have a good night. As I always say, stay in the moment. Trust your senses, not your thoughts. Stay in the moment. Stay in the real. And you will be fearless. And have no doubts. None. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.